You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
Happy Ishtar, everybody, and I'm Pooh.
Well, Ishtar's over, Pooh. That was the last weekend, but you still got the spirit, right? Did everybody go out and make your sacrifice and have your feast? For that's what Ishtar is really all about, folks. I want to apologize to everybody for the mix-up last night. The people at WWCR who were standing watch and airing the programs and bringing them up on cue were just as baffled as I was. For they went to work and they were following their schedule and looking at their clock. And I came to work and I was following my schedule and looking at my clock. And they had gone on daylight savings time, which we don't do here in Arizona, folks. So it's not in our papers. It's not on our news. And frankly, my dear Scarlett, we don't give a you-know-who. So there was a big mix-up, and when I didn't sign on the satellite and they couldn't pick me up because I wasn't broadcasting at their proper time, they plopped in one of our old tapes and played it, and frankly, I don't even know which one it was. At 10 o'clock, I went up on satellite and did the hour of the time just like normal, so those on satellite, satellite listeners who waited an hour and figured it out, got to hear Floyd Cochran, who was a very high-up propaganda minister for the Aryan Nations and the American Alliance, and he was also a recruiter for them. He was also the public relations officer for them, and but we'll do that again on another night so that you won't miss it, because I think it's extremely important, folks. I want to take a couple of seconds here to thank an awful lot of people who helped us move the library over to St. John's into our new building. Nothing is set up yet. It's all stacked up in boxes in the middle of the floor. Everything is clean. And I want to thank everybody who helped in that effort. Doreen, Dan, and little Amy, and Gary, and Ferris, and Tim, who lifted every box twice, and little Tim, and Pooh, and Annie, and everybody. Just everybody that came and helped. Well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. We were able to get everything moved, and gosh, I bet it was about 3 hours with all of us carrying and pushing dollies and Tim loading, and we're all ready to start building bookshelves and set up. So it's going to be really nice, folks. It's a big building. The radio studio will be in there. We will have a television set. Someday we hope to be on satellite on television. In the meantime, we'll be doing documentaries and training films and all kinds of things, educational videos. So make sure that you don't miss it. It's going to be really, really good. You know, somebody out there wrote me a letter and sent me three one-hour tapes. In the letter, he asked for an hour of my time and said that he had heard me mention on the air one time that when I really get frustrated and just can't stand it anymore, I go out and get a bottle and have myself a few drinks. He wanted me to do that again and listen to his tapes that he sent, because he's dying. And this show has been a light in his life. Pun absolutely intended. And that he felt that I was his friend, and he wanted me to listen to these tapes. And he asked me not to play the tapes, so I can't. I wish that I could. I wish that I had his permission to play those tapes, because they're valuable. What he had to say is valuable. I don't agree with all of his beliefs, but I certainly admire his sincerity. I admire his search for the truth. I admire and respect what he's learned in his life. I certainly understand his feeling of time rushing by him, and because sometimes I get that feeling. I'm not dying, but I get that feeling sometimes. And his mind is racing, and all of these thoughts are rushing through his brain. And so I want to tell you, Mr. Reverend Banks, Reverend Claude Banks, that I did exactly what you asked me to do, and you asked for an hour, and I gave you three. And I feel that we are friends, that I understand you maybe a lot more than you think, and from what I heard on the tapes, I think you understand me a lot more than you think also. I feel a great kinship for you, and you're not alone. I wish, hope that maybe we can meet someday, and I understand that that may not be possible, but the music during this hour of the hour of the time is yours. All of the music tonight is for you and you alone, and if anyone else gets any value from it, then it's for you too. And I want to thank you for sending me those tapes and sharing your thoughts and your feelings with me. And I think it helped me maybe see things in a little different light also. I can't say that I feel what you feel or that I know what you're going through completely, but I think I have a pretty good idea. We're going to open the phones tonight, folks, and talk about what you've been hearing, what's going on in the world. Some of you have been calling and there's been no one here because we're in the process of moving and taking care of trying to get our new research center set up, and it's a big job. Also, I've been trying to get the Luxor tape finished through its final editing, and it's one thing right after another has happened. One of the key pieces of editing equipment just totally dumped on us, so we had to send that back to Sony, where it's being repaired. As soon as we get it back, we can continue with the editing of the Luxor tape. In the meantime, if any of you who ordered it in advance and believe that you're waiting too long, if you'd like your money back, please drop us a postcard or a letter with your name and address so that we can make sure that you did indeed order the tape and that we have your order. And we will refund your money immediately, no questions asked. For Mr. Ty Cobb, who is so upset that we haven't contacted you through your 1-800 number, we have called your 1-800 number approximately 45 times, and it's always busy. If you received an audio tape recording of the hour of the time that is blank, please return it to us. We will re-record it on a new tape and send it right back to you. We cannot refund or exchange videotapes. Videotapes are sold not to entertain you. We don't guarantee that you will like them. We sell them for the information content. So I'm sorry that you didn't like the videotapes that you ordered. You're the only one that's ever told us that, to tell you the truth. But we will not refund your money, nor will we exchange them. Neither will the video rental store. If you rent a video and you watch it and you don't like it, that's tough. Neither will anyone else. If you purchase a videotape and you don't like it, they're not going to exchange it. We're not Hollywood. We don't claim to put out Hollywood movies. We put out information. And the information we put out is well worth it. It costs us a fortune to accumulate it. All those involved sometimes risk their life to gather the information that we put out. We don't guarantee that anyone will like it. We do guarantee that you will become informed. And sometimes that's really what you don't like. But anyway, Mr. Cobb, if you'll send us that blank audio tape that you received, We will be happy to re-record it and send it right straight back to you. Don't go away, folks. I'll be right back, and we'll open the phones. Folks, Pooh is consented to co-host with me tonight, so if there's anybody out there who wants to talk to her, she's at her microphone, and we'll go right straight to the phones. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello. Couldn't wait. Folks, if you're going to call when we're playing music, if you can't hang on, don't bother calling. You're just wasting our time, you're wasting the listener's time, you're wasting everybody's time, and you're tying up the phone line. 602-333-2174 is the number. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I hear you. Fine. This is Mike from New Orleans.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I had a question. I've listened to your show quite frequently now for the last, I guess, month or so. I believe most, if not all, of the things you say. The only thing I had a problem with was the issue of Mormonism being at the core of the, if you will, the debate of the conspiracy. In other words, where does all the information, the plot, originate from. Is that basically your position?
No, not at all. I don't know where you got that. You didn't hear it here.
Okay, well, one night I heard you dealing with that subject about a plot, if you will. Was that you to talk about the Mormons who had a plot to take over the world?
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Okay.
They have made no secret of it over the years. In fact, at one time, Joseph Smith led the Mormon Brotherhood in a rebellion against the United States government, which was put down by the United States cavalry.
Okay. Well, two questions I had, and I'd like to hang up and listen. How do you feel about, first of all, the protocols of Zion? To me, that seems like a blueprint for everything that's going on around us.
You got it.
Okay. You agree with that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And secondly, how do you feel about this? I've heard you mention it in passing, the identity Christian movement. Only what it really means, I'm sure you understand, is that we claim to be the 10 northern tribes of Israel. And I guess what we're saying is these other people who are claiming to do that, who seem to be at the core of a lot of this anti-Christian, anti-God type activity, don't seem to be showing too many godly characteristics. What we're trying to maintain about the identity message is that Israelites, Christian Israelites, Hebrews, if you will, need to get back to God's laws, which is what we think is the reason why our country is in despair. We've gotten away from them. I don't know if you're familiar with Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the curses. We seem to think that that's basically what the identity message is saying, that we're Israelites, we have gotten...
Wait a minute. Are you giving a sermon or are you asking me a question?
I'm asking you a question. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel that we've all been deceived throughout history, and I think that the Christian identity movement is either being deceived or deceiving themselves. Number one, you can't be the Hebrews if you have no Hebrew root to any of your languages that you claim are this mystical tribes of Israel. The Aryan, Anglo, Saxon races, tribes, if you will, the Teutonic tribes, have no Hebrew root in their languages. They have nothing that even remotely resembles the religion practiced by the Hebrews and the Israelites. In fact, they were pagan sun worshippers and tree worshippers, and I could go on and on and on. But anybody, and I'm not trying to insult you or anybody else, I believe that everybody's entitled to worship at whatever altar they please, and I will fight for their right to do that. But if you ask me what I think about it, that's what I think.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174 is the number, and we'd like to hear from you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Is this the William Cooper show?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm calling from Sacramento, California. And I was wondering, I was reading in Behold the Pale... Can I... am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. And I was reading about Adam Weishaupt and...
Adam Weishaupt.
Weishaupt. And he writing writing The Wealth of Nations.
Oh, you're one of those. Go back and read my book, and you will find out that I did not say that. I said he published The Wealth of Nations, you blithering little idiot. I am so sick of people reading my book and claiming that I said something that I did not say in my book. 602-333-2174. I have no patience with stupidity. I wrote in my book clearly what I say and what I think. And I've changed my idea on a few of those things. Not many. Most of them small, nitpicking items. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I know occasionally that you... listen to the program that precedes you, and with Mr. Ballantyne talking about the money situation with a lady that was there. Anyway, I have just recently read a book called Compromise. It was put out by apparently a CIA agent called Terry Reed. I was wondering if you'd read it, what your opinion was, and what all happened here there at MENA, Arkansas, and how that connected to the money situation, and following around how the making of this last election turned out.
Well, number one, let me tell you something. You got to be careful with these people who say that they're ex-CIA intelligence agents. There are no ex-CIA agents. There are no leaks, period.
Hmm.
Does that help you?
So perhaps his book should be taken with a box of salt instead of just a grain?
No, he may be telling me 100% complete truth, but you have to look for what the agenda is. There is an agenda to destroy the faith of the American people in our form of government. They must discredit constitutional government. They must get us ready to accept an alternate form of government. Clinton was dirty. He was prepared by these people. He was put in the positions that he was put into by the people who really have the power in the world. He was groomed. He was dirtied, so to speak, and then he was elevated into the office of the presidency, and now they're bringing out all the dirt. We were fools for electing him, but we're also fools to think that because we elected a fool that our constitutional government doesn't work. We, the people of the United States, have failed our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We have failed our forefathers, and we have failed ourselves. Everything that is happening is our fault. You can point the finger anywhere you want to. The blame lies squarely upon our shoulders.
Hmm. So it would, you hear rumors of all these individuals running around wishing to impeach him. That would be of absolutely no benefit. That would be falling right into their hands?
That's absolutely correct, and it doesn't matter. If you impeach Clinton, who's going to take his place?
Yeah,
it's a better one. Yeah. Spend the rest of his time in office kissing trees.
So the solution will not come quickly?
The solution will not come until Americans grow up, until Americans become mature, responsible, until they seek the truth, until they quit wasting their energy and their minds in absolute worthless, I can't say the words I want to say. Until they stop attending the Roman circus, until they learn how to be nice to other people again, until they get involved in government, until they quit trusting people to do the right thing. The problem with the earth is man himself is flawed. We all are tempted. And when we're tempted enough and the guardians are not watching us, we tend to slip off the wrong side of the scale, if you know what I mean.
So what would be your suggestion of how we would get back to the proper ideas of the constitutionalism?
Well, number one, we have to educate ourselves. We have to educate our neighbors, our families, our children. And at this point in time, I'm afraid that there's not going to be any political solution possible. And there's not going to be relief in the courts. I'm advising people to prepare, to build up their food and clothing supplies, their supplies of water, arm themselves, organize militia units, be prepared to maintain order, both political and legal order in their communities. Don't allow little warlords to gather gangs and create anarchy, and don't allow society to break down into racial strife, because what they're doing is they're propelling us into a state of total societal breakdown. And a state of anarchy is what they hope will emerge from that. They will just stand by and watch while everybody kills each other and robs each other and rapes each other and does every other thing that we could possibly do to each other. And I'm advising people to do the right thing, reestablish the Constitution, the Bill of Rights as the supreme law of the land, correct anything that we've done wrong in the past, and start out anew this time, instructing our children, maintaining the thought in our own mind that we, the people, are the government. We have to be involved in government. We have to know what's going on in government. We cannot send somebody to Washington and turn our backs and hope that they're going to do the right thing, because they won't. And government, by its very nature, tends to collect power and abuse power until things go back the way they always were in the world. The government is the supreme, almighty, sovereign king, if you will, and the people, once again, are slaves.
So you're thinking that 1776 will look like a circus or a fun time compared to...
Sunday school in the park, my dear. That's exactly what it's going to look like.
Do you think this will take long?
It could take long.
Well,
and everyone is going to have to make a choice. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? Would you rather live as a slave and not have to face the possibility of getting hurt, or would you rather do whatever it takes to make sure that mankind remains free?
I understand you have a child, and what is your feeling about schooling? And I heard on the local radio about registration for kindergarten here, and they require now that you have a social security number for your children. Why don't they just call this a tracking number, it seems like, anymore, instead of, tax information number?
My child has no birth certificate, no social security number, and she is homeschooled.
How did you route around the birth certificate?
Simple. I told the doctor that I was taking my child and we were not signing anything or filling anything out. He said, you can't take your child until you do. I said, if you try to stop me from taking my child, you will die on the spot. And I took my child and my wife out of the hospital and we left.
This was a gutsy thing I was not aware of even possible before.
It's the only way to maintain her freedom. You see, if she becomes the property of the state, she becomes a slave. Birth certificates weren't mandatory until the United States declared bankruptcy in 1938. And then they became mandatory, and they're filed in the Department of Commerce under the Department of Human Resources as a pledge against the national debt. You see, I don't need a birth certificate to prove that she was born, that she's alive, and that she's here.
What?
All I have to do is show someone her physical presence.
What would you suggest for someone who already has such an identification thing for their children?
I don't know. I can't. You know, Social Security, you can get out of that. Anybody can get out of it. We have two books that you can purchase that will help you do that. And you don't have to purchase them through us. They're available through other people. One is the Goodbye April 15th, and the other one is called Vultures in Eagle's Clothing. Or Vultures in Eagle's Feathers, I believe.
Most interesting information. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Goodbye. Wonder what happened there. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Hello, Pooh. I was wondering if you could just speak briefly on the monolith. But I've only been listening a few months, so I didn't get the gist of it.
The monolith? Which monolith? All monoliths?
2001.
Huh?
2001.
2001, the monolith represented the stone that was here from the beginning, the foundation stone of the world. Remember, Lucifer had an argument with God, was flung out of heaven to become the ruler of the world. It represented the impartation of primordial knowing or intellect to the primitive man, which made him man. And since then, he's been in the state of becoming. Becoming what? Becoming God. This is all in the philosophy of the mysteries. They believe in the Luciferian philosophy, and that is that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust, vindictive God. He was set free by Lucifer through his agent Satan with the gift of intellect, or primordial knowing, through the use of which man himself will eventually become God. They believe Lucifer is the good God who gave us intellect, and Jehovah or Yahweh, doesn't matter how you pronounce it, or Allah, is the evil one.
Okay.
The monolith, or the obelisk, is the symbol of this. It's the symbol of the generative force. The sun, the light of knowledge, Lucifer. Could go on and on and on.
All right, Bill. Well, I know the government sent my daughter, Todd. When she was 3 months old, I never applied, Social Security number.
Yeah, people are such sheeple. They think if they get a card, they have to go down and get a Social Security number for the children. You don't have to do anything.
I'm saying she sent me a card with the number.
Well, send it back.
Before I did anything.
You don't have to accept it.
Right, I agree. Okay, Bill, thanks.
Right on there, I refuse this card without dishonor. UCC 1-207, without prejudice, and sign your name and send it back.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I just started listening this evening to your show.
Oh, you're way behind. But welcome anyway.
I'm pretty confused. I was just got a short wave, and I've been listening to the different shows.
Well, don't ask me to explain all this if you just started listening tonight. It's absolutely impossible.
I just want to know what your general gist is. From what I heard, it's conspiracies. I'm not sure.
General gist of what?
Pardon me?
General gist of what?
What are you talking about, pretty much? What's your...
We talk about the truth.
The truth? Well,
the truth.
This is rather subjective, isn't it?
No, not at all. We document, we prove everything we say on here.
So what's your name?
William Cooper.
You a reverend or something? Or?
No. Do you have to be a reverend to tell the truth?
No, I'm just one. There's a lot of reverends on these stations. So.
Well, anybody, you can be on the station if you want. You got
not religious myself. I'm just saying.
This has nothing to do with religious. This is not a religious program.
No, I know. Okay, so what do you mean? What do you deal with truth? I mean,
truth, truth.
About what?
About everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Hmm.
Send us $1 in a self-addressed stamped number 10 envelope when you hear the address on the show, and we'll send you a pack of information. And keep listening every night.
All right. At what time? Same time every
day? Same time, Monday through Friday night.
All right. Keep listening.
Okie doke. We're on satellite and shortwave.
Okay.
Got to take a break, folks. We'll be back after this short pause.
A long, long time ago. Nothing to remember, nothing to forget, and I've got nothing to regret. But I'm all tied up on the inside. No one knows quite what I've done. And I know it on the outside. But I used to be, I'm not anymore. You know, I've heard about people like me. Connection. They walk one road to set them free. And find they've gone the wrong direction. But there's no need for turning back. And all roads lead to where I stand. And I believe I'll walk them all.
Did you like that, too?
Yeah.
Good. That's for Reverend Claude Banks, and we got some more music for him coming up. Hope it gives him some peace and understanding. And I think we've got somebody here on the line. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Mary Ann.
Hi, Mary Ann.
From Philadelphia. I listen to you just about every night, as much as I can anyway. You were just speaking to the other woman, and you gave her the title to two books, How to Get Out of the Social Security System. And I was wondering if you would repeat those titles.
One is called Goodbye, April 15th.
Oh, Goodbye, April 15th. Okay.
And the other one is Vultures in Eagles' Feathers.
Okay. Now, some people say you have to be a sovereign citizen, but you don't have to be to get out.
You don't have to be. The Social Security system is voluntary. And if you were brought into it under fraud, which most people are, it's easy to get out of.
Okay, because it sounds hard. People say you have to be a sovereign citizen.
Everything worth doing is always hard. I get so tired of hearing that, and I'm not trying to upset you, but anything worth doing is always hard. If you want clean floors, you got to scrub them.
I know. I went to a seminar about being a sovereign citizen. It was a week, two and a half day seminar here in Delaware County,
mm-hmm.
And they were telling you everything you've ever said in the radio. With gentlemen around the seminars, his children do not have social security numbers. He knows how to get his lawyer to get his child out of the hospital, and things like that. I've learned so much from you, but I never heard of these two books, so that's why I wanted to call you, and I'm going to try to do it.
They're available, and you don't have to get them from us, but they're $40 wherever you get them, either one.
Okay.
And if you want to get them from us, just send us $40 postpaid, and we'll send them to you. If you want to look around in your area, order them from a bookstore, you can do that, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anything you order from us, though, helps us. Thank you for calling. 602-333-2174 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
I'm going to be mailing off my proxy statements for the Gannett Publishing Company probably tomorrow.
Great. Don't forget to sign them, but don't check anything. You got the proxy statements from the company?
Right. Uh-huh.
Did you notice how they do it? Did you look at the proxy statement? Did you notice how they make it so you think that there's only two things you can do?
Yeah.
Either vote for the current board of directors or abstain.
Right, but then there's a third box that's real light on the other side.
That's right, that you don't see. Most people never turn it over and look at the other side.
I found that with my Exxon, and I found everybody in the Council on Foreign Relations are trilateralists, and I wrote down their numbers as not to be... as me not voting for them.
Yeah.
You
can also write in anybody that you want. When you send it to us, my name will be written in and sent in. So all of you who want to send in proxy statements, do it quick because we got to get them into the company. And you need to sign it and send it in. We'll write my name in there and send it in to them. We don't want any of your money. If I am eventually, we won't be able to do it this year because we don't have enough proxies, but we have our target set for next stockholders meeting next year. I won't even accept a salary for the work that I'll do on the board of directors.
Well, you should. They're all really getting rich on this deal if you look at their salary.
Well, unfortunately, the position that I'm in, having started all this, put it together, doing what I'm doing, I can't, and I hope you understand that.
Okay.
It leaves me wide open to all kinds of attacks. And
I really trust you after.
I want this to be clean.
I really trust you after my dealings with Swiss America, which treated me very well, and I got everything that I was promised. And I didn't research it. I just took the word for it.
You need to speak a lot louder. We barely have a level on you. Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
You need to speak a lot louder.
Okay. I had some real good dealings with Swiss America Trading. I was real happy with the service I got there and the items I bought from them.
Great.
And you recommended them. I just wanted to say that the person that wants to register or confiscate your firearm is your enemy, and I have cut off all dealings with anyone like that. That includes every newspaper that called for gun control or put in their little cute little commercials or cartoons on gun control,
mm-hmm.
And I cut off every bit of the media. I cut the plug off one of the TVs, canceled the cable on the other one, and it hasn't been on since the Branch Davidian thing about February 4th. It just was the last time I watched television.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
Except for Flush. I watched twice.
Oh, you're talking about Rush?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Rush. Rush is honest. He's a wonderful entertainer. He does touch on a lot of the subjects. He has a wonderful sense of humor. And he makes no secret of the fact that he's an entertainer. He said several times that if he thought that he could gather a bigger listening audience by switching to the liberal point of view, he'd do it in a second.
Oh, I never heard him say that.
He said it several times. He's said many times that he's an entertainer, that people shouldn't take him seriously, and you shouldn't.
No, you're definitely not. One of his good friends is Chief Gun Grabber William F. Buckley.
That's right, and the major stockholder in his corporation is, guess who?
I couldn't guess.
Donahue.
Oh, really?
Screaming left-wing Marxist socialist commie pinko stinko pig.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. Well, I really enjoy your program. I wish you were on at 5 o'clock again, but I catch you just about every evening.
Well, let me say this. If there's somebody out there who wants to sponsor the hour of the time at an earlier time, we can get an earlier time on 7.435 megahertz, but I have to know first thing in the morning.
Maybe we listeners can come up with something, and
I'll see what you can do. It's expensive, and
what is the ballpark figure on it?
Right off the top of my head, probably about $5,000 a month.
$5,000 a month, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's just off the top of my head.
Sure, you have that many listeners at a buck a piece. That wouldn't be too bad.
Well, we're going from late night to prime time in that time slot, you know.
Right. Well, thanks again for your great information, and I'll mail off my proxies in the morning.
Okay. Also, it could be cheaper than that. I'm just coming off the top of my head, folks. I haven't got a price from WWCR on prime time figure yet. I have no idea.
I know a lot of these preachers on the television that my wife used to watch, they would do pledges for like $5 and $10 a month and stuff like that. I don't know if something like that would be feasible.
No, I don't believe in socialism. I believe that we got to pay our way. If somebody out there has a product that I can believe in and endorse and wants to sponsor this program, that's fine. That's the American way. If I can pay for it out of my own pocket, that's the way it should be done.
That's not exactly socialism. That's everybody pulling together for information.
Well, that's the way I prefer to do it. In the past, when we've been in trouble or been between sponsors, I've told listeners if they wanted to keep the show on the air, if they thought it was worth it, if they thought that they were gaining that much money and worth from this program, that we would accept a few donations. And during those hard times, we did, and we managed to stay on the air.
Well, that's exactly the way that it should be. I don't want anything for nothing either.
Yeah.
Hold up on the phone often, and I tell them, why don't you keep whatever it is you're going to give me? And if, I don't know if they do or not. But yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Cooper, and I enjoy your program.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
No one can take your place with me. And time is proven that I'm right. There's no place I'd rather be than it's your place for the night. No time can pass your side unseen. No moment feels the way I found. Lifetime is in such a dream. Flows like a feather to the ground. And for the first time I've been seeing the things I've never noticed without you. And for the first time I'm discovering the things I used to treasure about you. The birds like leaves on winter wood. Hopeful songs on dismal days. They've learned to live life as they should. They are at peace with nature's ways. are as natural as the night, and all that springs from you is good. And the children born beneath your light are like the birds on the wood. And for the first time I've been seeing the things I'd never noticed without you. The things I used to say about you.
Well, we're back. And I think we have somebody here on the phone. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. How you doing?
Good.
Enjoy listening to your program. I wanted to say I had a thought enter my mind the other day, and I wanted to ask you if you've known of anybody that's tried it. I've educated myself a little more on the IRS and under the Constitution and that, and I come to find out that Article 26 and Article 27 was never passed as a law. And then I started to think, well, if anybody ever tried to take it to court under the process of due law and fight for all the money that's been taken. I know it's been volunteered over that W-4 form and all that, but I'm wondering if there's a possibility. I'd like to sue them for fraudulently taking my money, even if I didn't want to give it to them, they deduct it anyways.
Well, I think some people have done it, and some people have got their money back, but you'll never see it in the newspapers. You'll see some reference to some of those cases in vultures and eagles' feathers, those of us who study what goes on in the courts and what the rulings of the Supreme Court have been, and follow these tax cases and other cases, it's happened. But you don't know about it. You don't know that it's happened.
Right.
And the people who are getting on the right side of the law are increasing hourly, day by day. You'd be amazed.
That's fantastic, and hearing that from you, I know it must be true, so thanks for passing that on. I guess I got to go back to school and figure out how I can prosecute and get my money back.
That's right, and don't try anything until you really know what you're doing.
Right, I understand. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Pooh, you said you had something to say. Do you want to talk to the... Go ahead. Folks, I don't know what she's going to say, but she wanted to say something. Go ahead. You hope what, honey?
I hope all the little children come with their mommy and their papi to me.
To see you?
To see me.
Oh, well, you hear that, folks? Boo wants you, when you come to the research center, she wants you to bring your children so they can see Boo. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Can you understand me?
Yes, I can.
I have a slightly sore throat. I heard you earlier discussing the identity Christians.
Yes.
Oh, well, if you recall, in the Bible it states that these tribes will be lost and their identity hidden from them.
Does that mean that the natives on the island of Guinea are Israelites?
Well, no, I'm not sure of that.
Well, I didn't think so.
But the point that Pete would be unknown to them and lost from the history of the world, they will be until they will be gathered. Now, the Jewish population does not qualify in that respect, since they have always known since 2,000 years ago who they were and have practiced their traditions. But the lost tribes will be lost and lose their identity, so there will not be a connection with Hebraic language or anything like that.
Well, you know, the Bible also says that they will be...
Christ says, other sheep have I.
Well, just wait a minute now. Do you know that the Bible also says that the Israelites will be... the divine kings of many nations?
They have been in the meantime.
Yeah, that's right. And do you know also?
But they don't know who they are.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not what it says. It says that their line will be unbroken. How can they not know who they are?
Well, the line may not be unbroken.
It says that everybody will know who they are and that they will have many enemies who will come against them.
Well, they also have that, especially at this time of
day. What I'm trying to get across to you is you can make the Bible say whatever you want it to say. Anybody can do that.
Well, I'm not quite sure of that. I don't.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Anybody can make the Bible say whatever they want it to say, and they can make it fit their own agenda anytime they want. Now, if you don't believe that, go to any one of the 5,000 different religions who use the same Bible and all say different things and use the Bible to support their position.
And like I said, the main reason I called is the statement when you said there's no Hebrew in their language.
There isn't any Hebrew in the Aryan, what they call the Aryan. It's not really the Aryan. It was never known as Aryan until the late 1800s. And the Teutonic tribes, the Anglo tribes, the Saxon tribes, the Picts, the Gauls, the Celts, none of them.
That's exactly true. And that's what the Bible says. They may be lost from history.
No. No people have ever lost their root language throughout the history of the world.
But that state that.
Pardon?
The Bible does state that.
I don't care what the Bible states. History has proven that no peoples have ever lost the root of their language throughout history. If there is no Hebrew root in your language, you are not Hebrew, you are not Israel. The Jewish people still adhere to the Hebrew language. They have never lost it.
That's right. That's why they don't qualify for it.
No, that's not a lie. Good night, ma'am. Boy, I'm telling you, there's some real misguided people out there. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello. Goodbye. 602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bill, one of your other callers was talking about the IRS system.
Uh-huh.
Get out of it. I'd like to tell your listeners about a group of people down in Texas, and it's called the Texas Sportsman Legal Fund. They have started a program that's called Take Texas Back. And these people are doing exactly that. They are helping people learn their constitutional rights in regards to the IRS and the U.S. government.
Uh-huh.
And they're based in San Antonio, Texas. And for anybody that would really be interested, I think they ought to contact them.
Nope. Not on this show. Not unless we know who they are first.
Well,
we don't support anyone unless we know who they are.
No.
If you give out that phone number and people get hooked up with something that's just not right, then comes back on me.
Okay.
Okay, you want to send us literature and everything? If they're straight, we check them out. I'll give it out over there.
I'll see about doing that.
I'll be happy to do that for any legitimate organization that's helping people.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Folks, don't call in and think you're going to put out an ad over my radio show. It ain't going to work. Unless I know who you are and who your organization is, then it might work. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Frank from Longwood, Florida. And last
turn your radio off, Frank.
Pardon?
Turn your radio off now.
Okay. And last night we were listening to, I guess, a tape of your broadcast, and it dealt with the Gulfport issue.
With the what?
Gulfport. Gulfport? With the UN troops down there.
I don't know about any UN troops in Gulfport. You weren't listening to me. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
You weren't listening to this program. I've never talked about UN troops being in Gulfport or anywhere else in this nation.
Okay. Okay. Very good. I appreciate that. It may have been the program right before yours then.
There you go.
Okay.
It could have been. I'm not saying it was because I don't listen to his program very often. So I don't know.
Okay. I just called him to, you know, find out if it was, and if it was, if you, you know, give us an update on as to what's going on down there. It was a rather interesting broadcast.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about UN troops in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I assume it was Gulfport, Mississippi that you're talking about. It's the only Gulfport I know about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hang on. Let me call the radio down. Okay, I got it. The man that just called about the Gulfport thing,
uh-huh.
That was on the Valentine show last night. There was a caller called in from down there. I think there were two callers on that.
You mean he thought I was Tom Valentine?
Apparently he did. Because I have it on tape here from last night. It was the Valentine show.
That's okay. Someone called him one night, thought he was me.
Oh, gee. What a mess. Thanks a lot, Bill. See you later.
Thank you.
Yep.
602-333-2174. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Bill. This is Gene from New York.
Yes.
I had a few questions about our social security numbers.
Uh-huh.
Now, I was just curious about some of the organizations like Grinzy and stuff like that. Because
like what now?
Grinzy.
Grinzy?
Yeah, I think G-R-A-N-S-E-Y. I think he proved like one of the lower courts that like the IRS is a foreign.
Wait a minute. You're slurring your words and you're not pronouncing your words, and I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you're not the first one to say that. this guy named Grinzy, I believe, he proved in lower court that the IRS or Federal Reserve was a foreign corporation.
Yeah.
But I hear like a lot of these groups out there are, you know, claims to do like, you know, basically what we were just talking about, like, you know, getting rid of your social security numbers, and detaxing yourself and all that. Do you know offhand if there are any who are like you know, just hoaxes or just, you know, trying to get your money and stuff like that?
A lot of them are. But you have to caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. You have to seek out who you're going to learn from and what you're going to learn from and what you're going to learn. You have to determine if what you're being taught is the truth. And the only way to do that is get in the law books, get in the books, get the books like the two that I recommended, read them, check them out, check out the law, check out the court cases they cite. Nobody can detach you. Nobody can get you out of the system. Nobody can make you sovereign but yourself, and you have to understand that. Got to go. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Good night, folks. God bless you all.
I feel a trembling tingle of a sleepless night creep through my fingers and the moon is bright. Like gypsy moths that dance around the candle flame. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go until you did, I never thought you would. Bathe the contours of your face. White chestnut hair fell all around the pillowcase. And the fragrance of your flowers rests beneath my head. A sympathy bouquet left with the love that's dead. And I wonder if you know that I never understood. That although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would. Never thought the words you said were true. Never thought you said just what you meant. Never knew how much I needed you. Never thought you'd leave. Until you went. Morning comes and morning goes with no regret. Evening brings the memories I can't forget. Empty rooms that echo as I climb the stairs. Empty clothes that drape and fall on empty chairs. And I wonder if you know that I never understood that although you said you'd go, until you did, I never thought you would.